Thank you, Rachel.
You're welcome.
Well, I was finally reading a 2-week-old New Yorker on the plane last night. Allie, do you have New Yorker guilt
I
ever?
keep them in a nice little stack, and I bring them when I ride the subway.
Because
But sometimes you
if I
don't get to them
don't,
all.
if I'm like not working for a week or I just don't get to it, I can't throw it away. I
No, I
feel
can't throw them
like
away.
I'm a bad journalist and human being. So last night on the plane, on the flight back from Vegas, I was doing a little catching up, and I saw a piece by Elizabeth Kolbert. She was actually reviewing a couple books, but there was an astounding statistic in this New Yorker piece. She said the average fuel efficiency for American cars is about 20 miles per gallon. And you know what car gets better mileage or got better mileage? That would be the Model T.
Wow.
The Henry Ford Model T from almost 100 years ago. So most cars apparently still have some gas guzzling in them. And there's something else that Colbert points out in her piece. She says in places like China and India, there are roughly 10 cars for every 1,000 or so eligible drivers. That's nothing compared to the U.S. And so the question is, what happens when those countries where people are making more and more money, where everyone starts to get cars? I mean, it's forget, making that Native American guy in the commercial cry about the environmental damage. I mean, there literally isn't enough oil probably to fuel all of this. So what to do? Maybe gasoline is the answer. At the University of Tennessee, they're trying to make good old American switchgrass into fuel you can run your car on. We've got Kelly Tiller on the line, an agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee. She developed the business model for the biofuels initiative. Hi, Kelly.
Good morning.
Grasoline has a catchy name. Please to explain. How does it work?
Well, it's really you were talking about the Model T in the old days, and it's actually getting back to something that we started with at the same time Henry Ford was inventing the car, and that is bio-based fuels. So using at the time he was using oils to diesel and some other things. In this case, we're using cellulosic biomass, so plant material. In our case, we're using a warm season native grass, switchgrass, and turning that into a bio-based fuel.
I guess if you think about oil, what is oil in its original form? It's, animal and plant matter that's just been under a tremendous amount of pressure. I guess the question about this gasoline, though, is this somehow similar to ethanol, the stuff that comes from corn that everybody talks about?
The end fuel is identical to ethanol. That's exactly what we're creating through this process. The real difference is that there are a few extra steps on the front end to release the sugars that reside in that plant material. It's a little bit simpler step in corn-based ethanol, so we have a couple of pre-steps to get to that point, but then we just ferment the sugars, distill them, and it's the exact same chemical structure as corn-based ethanol.
Is there an advantage to using switchgrass instead of using corn, in your opinion?
Oh, absolutely. If we just want to compare some of the advantages of switchgrass or cellulosic biofuels to corn, a lot of experts are calling this cellulosic biofuels the second generation of biofuels. And for one thing, we can get twice as much, or maybe even more, ethanol per acre from switchgrass and biomass crops than corn. So it definitely requires less land. It's also a perennial crop, so it requires much less intense farming, less machinery, less chemicals, less disturbance of the soil. It's also not irrigated, and as we found out in this year, in Tennessee at least, it's highly drought tolerant, so another big advantage. And it can also be grown on marginal lands. These aren't generally used for producing food crops, so you don't run into the food versus fuel versus feed debate that we have often with corn these days.
Why did you
So,
guys pick switchgrass?
well, all those were very good reasons.
Well,
Also, there
yes,
was
of course, but I
very
mean, initially, did you try a bunch of different things?
We did. We have worked with the Oak Ridge National Laboratory for a number of years in their biomass feedstock development program, where they have looked at a wide variety of crops and tested them. And I think that ultimately there are going to be a lot of biomass sources that are going to be good fits for various regions. But in our region, in the south, much of the southeast, and especially in Tennessee, I think this one is just an excellent fit for a lot of reasons.
So you're going to basically take the switchgrass, convert it into ethanol, a sort of gasoline-like thing. It kind of behaves like gasoline. Then when it comes out of the back of the car, does it emit any carbon?
It does. Just like ethanol, there is some emission of greenhouse gas. The thing that is really nice with this compared especially to oil is that we're really recycling carbon, though. Instead of releasing the greenhouse gases that have been trapped in that petroleum for millions of years, we're releasing emissions that have just been newly created, and we're actually growing that material annually. So we're storing, in many cases, we're actually storing more of the carbon in that root system and in the plant biomass than we're actually releasing when it's burned.
Well, Kelly, best case scenario for you, when are you going to get in your switchgrass mobile and drive down the road? How far away is this technology, you think?
Well, you've got to remember that this is something brand new. This entire industry does not exist yet. So we're having to grow this new economy literally. Ground up. So we have, and that's one of the important things, is we're focusing all the way from seed to retail on this project. So it's going to take a few years. This is not a short-term solution, but we do think it's a sustainable medium to long-run solution. We plan to have a demonstration scale facility operational within about a year and a half, and we're growing a new crop industry in the state. We're working with farmers to grow about 8,000 acres of switchgrass over the next couple of years and then ramping up quickly from that. So I think that within the next 5 years or so, this could certainly be a competitive, viable, sustainable option.
Kelly Tiller, an agricultural economist at the University of Tennessee. I think it was, I want to say, Toyota of America. Didn't they just relocate to Tennessee? You guys are probably in the right spot for that. She developed a business plan for this biofuels initiative using switchgrass. Thanks to Kelly for talking
to
us about that. Oh, you're still there. Thank you very much. They're so polite in Tennessee. They wait for you, then you think they're gone. If it was New York, you know, she'd have hung up already.